The BSN Decentralized Digital Certificate Network is coming soon. We've gotten a lot of questions from our followers on Twitter about this new network, and we wanted to take the opportunity today to answer some of these questions. First of all, thank you for all the questions, and please keep them coming. First question is from NTBC, and the question is there any purpose to BSN outside of China? Why does this project appeal to international customers? So yes, there is definitely a purpose. First of all, we've renamed NFT as Decentralized Digital Certificate, or DDC, to separate the technology from cryptocurrencies, which are not legal in China. So we believe that NFT technology, or DDCs, goes far beyond just digital art and collectibles, and that there are some, at some stage, going to be billions of NFTs produced in China every year across a range of different industries. So think concert tickets, motor vehicle certificates, real estate asset documents, et cetera. So this BSN DDC network is going to enable international platform operators and end users to access NFT assets minted in China by artists or other creators. Very good question. Second question was from Param. Can users on BSN sell on OpenSea with Ethereum, or is this just a China-only thing where only fiat can be used for buys and sells? And there's a related question from Labelmen. It's very interesting to know about the possibility of using the platform for users from other countries. Is this possible? So to both of you, I would say we are working with international platform operators who would make NFTs or DDCs that are minted in China available to users outside of China. So outside of China, a buyer could use cryptocurrencies to pay for NFTs or DDCs minted in China that cannot use cryptocurrencies inside of China as they're not allowed. Inside of China, a buyer must use fiat currency. Labelmen also had a second and third question. The first is, on the base, what blockchains will this platform use? And then the second question is, I'm very interested to know about the possibility of NFT cross-chain with other platforms. A similar question was asked by Evan123.eth. How will China provide cross-chain compatibility for NFTs? Another similar question by SwanPill0.2.16. Will there be cross-chain compatibility? Is it even possible? And finally, another similar question. This is a very popular topic from ChainlinkFrog2.0. Will NFTs from other chains be bridgeable to the BSN, or will NFTs on BSN be BSN native? ChainlinkFrog2.0 also asks, what are the top use cases for NFTs? So we will integrate 10 different open permissioned blockchains, or OPBs, which are versions of public chains that can be legally operated in China. So these will include open permission versions of, you know, very well-known public chains like Ethereum, EOS, Cosmos, and Clayton, just to name a few examples. We will also be including interchain services that will allow NFTs created on one chain to transfer to a different chain. So I'll give you a couple examples. First, so an NFT that's created on the open permission version of Ethereum inside of China could be transferred to the public Ethereum chain outside of China. So that's one example. A second example would be an NFT or a DDC created on the open permission version of Clayton, for example, could be transferred to the open permission version of Ethereum inside China on the BSN DDC network. So interchain services will be both across OPB and public versions of one chain and will also be between OPB versions of different chains. And getting to Chainlink Frog 2.0's second question, the top use cases for NFTs. So we see a really wide range of use cases. Obviously, there's a lot of press right now around art and digital collectibles, and we think that will be an important use case. But we also see use cases around NFT-powered e-commerce, asset certificates, event tickets, training or educational certifications, government-issued certificates. So we see a very broad range of use cases beyond just what we're reading about in the press today. A series of questions from Linky Leaks. The first question is, will we use Erita interchain services and will BSN decentralized digital certificates use Chainlink oracles? So the answer to Linky Leaks questions, the first is the BSN DDC network will indeed integrate interchain services from Erita and also from Poly Enterprise. And the second question, no, Chainlink is not being used on this project. The last question from Zer1 BSN Trumplin, interesting name, is does this mean death for NFTs? Absolutely not. We see the BSN DDC network as a key infrastructure to enable NFT technology to rapidly scale in the world's most populous country and one of the fastest growing economies in the world, China. We're incredibly excited about the upcoming launch of the BSN DDC network. And we hope that many of you who are equally excited about it will contact us to come be involved in this great project. Thank you again for the opportunity to answer your questions. And please keep the questions coming, and we'll probably have a follow-up session to answer additional questions. Thank you.